USA Radio News with John Hunt.
We've got another mayor speaking out against the upcoming ICE raids. USA's Rick Vincent has more.
Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot says city officials there will not help with the ICE immigration raids, she tells CNN.
I think the thing that I am obligated to do is to speak our values. Our values are not about terrorizing. It's not about demonizing individuals who are productive members of our community.
Other mayors have made similar comments.
Violent clashes broke out after several thousand people marched in Hong Kong against traders from mainland China in what is fast becoming a summer of unrest in that territory. After issuing a warning, police moved to disperse the crowd of mostly young protesters who say peaceful demonstrations have failed to bring about any change. Police used pepper spray and batons. In panic scenes, fleeing protesters scrambled over each other, some falling to the ground. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Facebook may be close to putting a Federal Trade Commission investigation behind it, but it faces a variety of other probes in Europe and the United States, some of which could present it with an even bigger headache. While the $5 billion fine from the FTC, which Facebook has been expecting, is by far the largest the agency has levied on a technology company, the real worry for Facebook and its investors and companies that use it to advertise are the other restrictions and the government oversight that might come with it. This goes for other investigations as well, which span the globe from the European Union, Germany, Belgium, New York, Canada, and elsewhere. Beyond the regulatory investigations, Cowen's analyst John Blackledge notes that Facebook and other big companies are now facing broader antitrust concern. Though the scope of the involvement with the FTC investigation is unclear, Facebook has confirmed that it has received questions from the FBI and the Securities and Exchange Commission over Cambridge Analytica and says it's cooperating with the inquiry. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The president says he has no plans to cancel the Sunday ICE raids like he did the last time. USA's Wendy King has more.
The Trump administration is going ahead with targeted deportation raids in some cities starting on Sunday. Leaders in New York aren't lending a hand and instead are helping immigrants. Mayor Bill de Blasio said he doesn't know what to expect from ICE agents in his city on Sunday.
We have lawyers available for anyone who is targeted.
Speaking on WNYC Radio, he said illegal immigrants shouldn't be fearful of city employees.
No New York City government personnel will participate or assist ICE in any way.
Vice President Pence visited a Border Patrol facility on Friday where close to 400 men are being detained after being accused of crossing the border illegally.
People saying that families and children are being held in concentration camps is an outrage. The Nazis killed people. Our Customs and Border Protection, as you heard today, are saving lives every day.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
There's a new champion at Wimbledon as Simone Halep knocked off Serena Williams, stopping her from winning her 24th Grand Slam title. Halep got her first at the All England Club 6-2, 6-2 for her second major championship. Halep said she's very sure that was the best match of her life. Listen to us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.